The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Today's Arab is being studied in Mishmat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichanu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's Arab is being studied in Fuad Shilema, Moshe ben Luna, v'miki Meir ben Jamie the Inna, Rafana Nahim. We begin today's daf and kufnun chet amud lishon. We are starting the new Mishnah. Just as introduction to this Mishnah, you just need to know a few laws regarding when a person gets married. There are certain obligations that he has towards his wife. Number one, in the event of death or divorce, he owes his wife a ketubah. That's clearly the ketubah. They write 200 zuz if she's a betulah. 100 if she's an almana, whatever it is, that's ketubah. We understand that. There's also what's called nikseh milog. Okay, what is nikseh milog? Nikseh milog is a lady brings into the marriage certain properties, exactly. And what happens, the agreement is that the husband will enjoy the perot, the fruit of these assets. She owns the keren. She always owns the keren, whether it goes up, whether it goes down, it's hers. And the pirot belong to the husband. In the event that there's a breakup, then the pirot, of course, go back to the wife. That's called nechseh milog. Okay? Nechseh son barzel. Say son barzel, as she brings in properties, the husband assesses those properties at the time of the marriage for a certain price. Let's say the properties are worth $10,000. I'm obligated to either to give you back the field as is, or the value as it is assessed today.
That date.
Okay, now if the assets went up, so then the husband benefits from the increase, which means he only owes her the amount that was assessed at the time of the marriage. Okay, so therefore that's called nechseh son barzel. Why barzel? Barzel is set. Barzel, it's iron. Which means we set the price already. Fluctuate doesn't matter. You're getting this item over here. Nechseh milog is different. Nechseh milog, it's us. Went up, went down. Here's the field. She always owned the field. I never owned the field. The husband. Eli only was owning the. Those are the three items that you have to know going into the Mishnah.
Okay.
You can call that. They put that in the Ketubah. In the Ketubah, they write all these things.
The Ketubah says 10,000.
The Ketubah says, I owe you 200 in the case of divorce.
Right.
And they write in the Ketubah, Nechseh Son Barzel, she brought in this amount of fields. And the Beit Din assessed it at this amount of price over there. And she also wrote in Nechseh Milog, that she gives her husband's rights to benefit from the perot. All that's written in the Ketubah, so they know our Ketubah are not written like this today with all these, because it's not custom. A lady brings in karka to her marriage and things like that. But in the olden days, this was very common. So the Ketubah was a legal document, like which had all the numbers of the fields. Okay, now go. Nafala bayit ala ba'al ishto. Back to the story. House fell on the guy
instead of the son
and his wife. Okay, now let's talk outside to see what the dilemma is going to be. Now, if the husband dies first, so that she's owed a ketubah. Now, if she dies first, she doesn't get a ketubah. So, of course, the inheritors of the wife want to come along and say, the husband died first. And therefore, we're due ketubah for our mother. The father's side is going to say, the wife died first, and therefore we don't have to pay any payments out. Now, not only that, but you got to deal now with the nechseh son barzel and the nechseh midlog. Because if the wife dies first, so could be those assets go to the husband. But if the husband dies first, those assets go
to the wife.
To the wife, and therefore go to her inheritance. So you got to deal with the three items here. You got to deal who gets the ketubah, who gets the nechseh son barzel, who gets the nechseh milog. So the Mishnah is going to go through all the payments. Nafar abayit, ala v'al ishto. Yorshe abba'al omrim. Again, the husband's side says, isha meta rishon. And therefore, whatever she had, zup, goes right to the husband. Ve'arkat meta ba'al. Yorshe isha omrim. Baal met Rishon, of course. They want to say the husband died first. Baal met Isha. Oh, so what do you do over here? Let's just read the Rashbam. We're okay. Enough to read. Continue. Bet Shammai Omrim Yahloku. Bet Shammai says, divide everything. Bet Hillel Omrim. Bet Hillel says, Nechasim Behezkatan Ketubah Behezkat Yorshea Baal. נכסים הנכנסים והיוצאים עמה בחזקת יורשי האב. בית שמאי, simple. Split, split everything. We have a ספק, we don't die first. Whatever you do, split. בית הלל, on the other hand, comes along and tells me each asset you got to look at
individual.
Who is the hazaka on the asset. Wherever the hazaka, whoever was the original owner of the asset, that's where it stays. Keep the assets
separate
where they are. Now we gotta go through all three. So let's read the Mishnah. Betomim nechasim behezkatan. Keep the nechasim
where they are.
By the hazaka.
Ketubah. His own stuff.
Well, ketubah, son berzel, and
milo. So nechasim is.
No. These are the three nechasim. Ketubah. The Gemara is going to go through all three. Nechasim behezkatan. What are the nechasim? Number one. Ketubah behezkat yorshe habaal. Ketubah is by the husband's side. He didn't pay the ketubah yet. So therefore, you want to take the ketubah out of us, prove that the husband died first. We're holding on to the ketubah. The ketubah wasn't paid yet. So the ketubah stays by the husband's side. Nechasim.
Nechasim.
Nechasim. Nechasim and yotzim imma. Oh, nechasim is nechasim milog. That's called yotzim, nechasim. Nechasim and nechasim yotzim imah, which means they fluctuate, they don't fluctuate. She gets the karka,
she brought into the marriage,
nechasim milog, and she takes it out. That's the regular nechasim milog. Behazkat yorshe ha'av. Yorshe ha'av is the.
Makes no sense.
That makes sense. She may have been, no, that's her side. Yorshe ha'av is her side, because she got it from her father. That's a complicated way of saying her side. Because where did she get those fields from? From her father. So yorshe ha'av, yeah. Look at the bottom of Rashbam. Now we're missing the first case. Nechasim bazel. That's what you said. Nechasim, the first line in the Mishnah. Nechasim behezkatan. That's son bazel. But the Mishnah doesn't tell us whose side it's on. Mishnah says nechasim behezkatan. Whose side? Son bazel. It says behezkatan. Keep them on the status. What's the status? Wait for the Gemara to tell you that. Ketubah, husband. Son milog, wife. So you got Betelel, Otpam. Betelel said the three assets. Son Barzel, which is called Nechasim, Behazkatan. What Hazakah? I don't know. Gemara will explain. Ketubah?
Husband.
He didn't pay anything yet. It's by him. Son Barzel? That's us, because she owns the karka. Now let's just read Bet Shammai first. Now what's the Bet Shammai's lot? Bet Shammai says, split everything. So look at Ashbam. Bet Shammai omnim yahloku share mamona mutal besafeku. Mamona mutal besafek. What's the deed? Yahloku. Now, the only...
What's the safek?
Who died first? Who died first? Did the husband die first? We don't know who died first. Listen, if the husband died first, he owes the ketubah. If he didn't die first, he doesn't own the ketubah. I don't know who died first. Okay, split the ketubah. Between the put on both sides. Split the... Split everything, but that's easy. Yeah, look. But according to Bet Hillel, he wants to say, no. Go with the regular laws. Wait, who's holding on to the asset? Now, before you go further, because we just got to go one more line to Gemara. Good. Right, you have to say, according to Bet Shammai, just to start my point, according to Bet Shammai, what do you mean? What about the Hazakah? The husband's holding on to the Hazakah. Why, you want to take money out of me, lady? We can prove why. Bet Shammai agrees to that concept, because he holds that a shtar. The one that's holding the shtar, shtara omed li gavot ki gavui demet. When I have a shtar, it's like I got paid. So therefore, the lady also has a claim. It's almost as if the money is by the lady also, because since she has a shtar, it's considered as if it's paid. So therefore, there's two sides to say. On one hand, I didn't pay it yet, but on another, you have a shtar that's claiming payment, so split it. Okay, now we got to go to Bet Hillel. Comes the Gemara and says, behizkat me. That's our question. The son barzel, whose side is it on? Now. What are the two options over here? What are the two options? Really, you could say it's the husband's, because bottom line, he assessed it, you get the 10,000, if he really belongs to me, right? Whether it goes up or down, the field is the husband's now. Well, what's the other side? So let's read the Gemara. Yohanan Amar Bechazkat Yorshe HaBa'al. Oh, we understand that.
Yeah.
That's on the side of the of the husband. Why? Because
that's what
the not only that, the husband could sell it better. Yeah, I told you I'm getting $10,000.
That's it. Sell it.
Do whatever he wants with it. And what? If it went down, it's his loss. And if it went up, it's his gain. He doesn't got to give back the wife only the money. So therefore, it's his, and therefore it should be considered give that that on the husband's side. What's the other side? The Rabbi Azar Amar Bechazkat Yorshe Isha. Because why? Because bottom line, where did the property start from?
From her.
Who brought this asset in? Where did it start from? Hazakah was mine. Right? So therefore, put it back to the Hazakah over here. Since when it came to the marriage, where did this come from? It wasn't the husband's. The first owner of this asset was the wife or the father of the wife. Therefore, put it on that side. Okay, that's why we understand. Why? Because each guy has a claim. She has a claim. Hey, listen. I brought it into the thing. It's mine. His claim is, listen, but I assessed it already. Do whatever I want with it. So the Bechen, Tani, Bar Kapara, Uir, Ba'alalu, Ba'in, Nirash. Ba'alalu, Ba'in, Nirash. Ya'haloku. And that's the final Gemara. Ya'haloku, look at the Hashbam. Ya'haloku. Kevish, the Kaman, Uir, Ba'alalu, Ba'in, Nirash. Hakol. Ba'alalu, Ba'in, Nirash, Hakol. Everyone wants the whole thing. Ya'haloku. Shalil, Shtem, Yesh, Ta'anot. Hazakah, Kedah, Parishin. He, Hana'alat, Lame, Be'abu. She brought it from her father's house. והוא מתוך שקיבל אחריות אבי כשאתם רספונסיביליטי כנען ועלו כממונו היידה אמרי בתלם נכסים בעסקתן היינו בעסקת שניהם. So there's two ways of learning there's actually three ways of learning בתלם. בתלם says it was vague. Keep the asset בעסקתן. בעסקת מי? One says בעסקת הבעל, one says בעסקת האישה, and one says you know what בעסקתן? Both. Because both have a leader. So right. Three ways of learning Bet Shammah and Bet Hillel in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Nafal Abayit Alav Ve'al Immo. So now we're talking about a case exactly where the house fell on the son and on his mother. Shemai, so Rashbam right away sets the case up for us. Kegon Shenafal Abayit Al Rachel Eshet Yaakov Be'al Minuta. The Rachel, the wife of Yaakov. Yaakov is dead already. So just Rachel. Ve'al Yosef bina mi Yaakov. And on her son, Yosef, from Yaakov. Ve'lo aya la od ben mi Yaakov. There's no more other children. Ve'lo mi isha acher. She has no other children, not from Yaakov and not from somebody else. She achshav ta'anotehem shavot. Now the claims are going to be equal. It's equal claims. What? Shiursha im. Now the inheritors of the mother, lady of the mother kegon achiha me'aviha, which means her uncles. Uncles. She has no husband. Right. She has no kids. So it goes up. Right. Goes up to her father's brothers. Let's say umrim haben metrishon. They want to say the son died first. She was yoresh the son, and then so therefore she goes up that line. והיא מתה אחרונה וירשנו כל נכסיה ויורשה הבן הוא שורשה הבן כגון ראובן בן יעקב מלאה. יעקב has another son from לאה, from another wife, וכל הם ראובן טוען כל הנכסים. He says no, all the נכסים are mine. ואומר רחל מתה תחילה. רחל died first and then all the assets went to the boy, not to Yaakov, to Yosef. And Yosef died and then probably went to Reuven. וירש יוסף את כל נכסיו, מתו וירש כל הנכסים. So this over here, everybody over here has equal claims. It's a toss-up, really, because each one's saying, I'm the Yoresh and I'm the Yoresh. All the previous cases that we learned, there was always an angle of somebody is a muhzak, somebody's holding on to the money, and therefore he has a
right to
a hand. Here, nobody's holding on to the money. Here, it's a toss-up.
Right.
Who died first? Everybody's coming from the outside. The mother's side is saying, where you're Yoresh? And the boy's side is saying, where you're Yoresh? It's equal. All things are equal. And Rashbam is going to speak that out. So look at the Rashbam. Let's read the case in the Mishnah again. Nafal abayit alav al emo elu ve'elu modim sheyachloku. In this case over here, everybody agrees. Bet Shamayim, Bet Hillel agree. Split it between them. In the previous Mishnah, it was machloket between Bet Shamayim and Bet Hillel. But in this case over here, there's no other way to learn it. Why? Look at the Rashbam. Elu ve'elu modim sheyachloku. Dishneim ba'im mekor ha'ta'anat yerushat nechasim. Shehuzaka behem ha'isha lebada b'chayeh ba'al menuta b'lo ba'al. Which means everybody's coming along and staking their right claim, and their taking a claim in the Yerusha. Shneim ba'im bekoh ha'ta'anat yerushat nechasim. Everybody knows that the lady had these nechasim. That's that she had one husband died. And now the question is, who died first? That's a simple question. That says, ve'lodami le'nafala bayit ala ve'ala abiv de'le'el. Don't compare it to the case that we learned above where it fell on the guy and on his father. That, ze ba mikoh yerusha ve'ze ba b'ta'anat shtar chov. If you remember, the other case was the guy was coming with a shtar chov, he was outside. He had a shtar, hey? Reuven owes me money.
Right?
He owes me money, therefore, so the father died first, and Joresh, and it comes to me. Right? When a father bite, Allah bite, ishto.
This way there's no.
So look what he says here. That, Zeba, Mikoy Yerusha, Zeba, Betarat Shtar, Vegam, in the next case that we learned, a father bite, Allah bite, ishto. In the case, last case, we learned the last Mishnah, it fell on the husband and the wife.
Right.
So, Yesham Nechasim Shem Ozek Ben Ba'alav, Yesham Nechasim Shem Ozek Eta Isha, Be'azkat Avia. We said, certain assets, it's in the husband's possession, certain assets are in the Hazakah of the wife. Ba'alacha, Kona Nechasim Ozaka Behem, Ve'kana'atam Nehar Mot Ba'ala, Ve'abad Kowak Ba'ala, Ve'zchuto Mehen, Ve'chemat Shishnem Ba'im Be'azkat Yerusha. Both are coming with the same claim.
Exactly.
We're Yoresh. Where are Yoresh? So therefore, v'tovei kol achad kol nechasim, havu safek v'safek. It's a safek. V'chol kin hilkach, lo metukma, also now the Rashbam just speaks out, lo metukma et kon shelo nishal de Rachel shum zera.
He just nothing left out, of her
no
family.
Other children, which means it's only Rachel,
yeah.
Yosef.
Yeah, but no Benjamin.
Exactly, no other sons. So again, the case of the Mishnah is talking about where nafal abayit, so Rachel and Yosef. Rashbam is going to speak out now that if Rachel had another son he would have the upper hand because he's considered like a mohzak in the Yerusha. Why? About im yesh la od ben kegon shesh la shne banim le Rachel Yosef mi Yaakov v'Binyamin b'na mi isha chay. Let's say she had Binyamin from another husband. Shua chay Yosef mi imod, the half brother. Ve'reuven ben Yaakov medea omer Rachel meta tachila v'yarash Yosef chatzin echaseya be'ota ha'chetzi v'achar kach met Yosef v'yarash tichalko u'Binyamin omer lo ki. What does Binyamin say? Binyamin wants to say lo ki ela Yosef met tachila v'achar kach meta imi v'yarash tichol Nechasav, and I was Yoresh all the Nechasim. Azot, he says, Neshatim Rabotai Shebe Lotir. He says, I went and asked my rabbis in the city of Lotir, Ashbam is talking. Veteshuvotai Lahem, Besof Aperek, Zerufot, Vahanot, Vomer Ani, Sheen Reuben, Kan Klum. He says, in that case over there, Reuben gets nothing. Meshum Davi Binyamin Yoresh Vadai, Bemiksat. Because Binyamin in this case, definitely is going to be or something. Ve'uven safek, ve'en safek motzi bide vaday. While shekol makom shetayim ba'im mekoach yerusha, two people are coming from the koach yerusha. Ve'udaim l'tol mekoach mihen ba'in diras. Ve'chol achad tovei kol nechasim yachloku. Ve'avi safek ve'safek ve'chalki gom matnitin shenafal abayit alav ba'emo. Ve'en nachel od ben acher el azeh hamet belvad. Ve'chol echad she'achad tovei et hakol. Okay, but in this case over here, the point that Rashbam is when there is another son. From another husband. So then Binyamin over here is going to get regardless. No matter who dies first, Binyamin always going to get a piece of the action.
Uh-huh.
If Yosef died first, he gets from Rachel, from his mother.
If Rachel dies first, he gets from Yosef.
Mm-mm.
No, he's not.
Yeah, again, if Rachel dies first, he gets from his mother.
Right.
Okay. If the other one dies first, if the son dies first, he also gets from his mother.
Right.
So either way, he's going to get. So therefore, he's a vadai. So when you have a guy who's always going to get, he comes before the guys that are safek. Binyamin, the man of Shekh is going to be get a piece.
His mother dies first.
He gets from his mother.
Has the cow on his mother.
He gets from his mother. So therefore, when there's another son that Ashbam holds, that kid comes first. He gets the whole thing. Oh, this case Ovi was talking about.
Bitch, am I hold like that?
Everybody hold like that. This case is talking about Ovi where they're equal, where there's just one son and there's the mother,
right.
And now the mother's family is coming along and saying that the other guy died first, the kid died first, therefore you're
half and half.
And therefore we get that, He said, no, the mother died first, therefore all that stuff went to their son, and the other brother from Yaakov is coming along and saying it's us. Everybody says, in this case over here, split is no machloket. So comes the Gemara Mishnah and says, oh, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mode Ani Bazu, Shanichasim, Behazkatan. Oh, Rabbi Akiva comes over and says, no, keep the assets, Behazakah. Now the Gemara doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't say, where's the Hazakah? Who's considered a Muhzak? Anyway, which means he's arguing. He's saying, I don't agree, split. Not 50-50. So the Gemara says, Amad bin Azai. So bin Azai tells the Bi'akiva, Al halukin anu mitsta'arin. Ela shebata lahlok alenu et ashavin. Which means, it's already we have enough tsa'ar on the cases where bit shemen bit had a mahloket. And they finally came and agreed. And now you're going to come and make a mahloket? Which means, again,
Ala halukin
anu mitsta'arin. On the last Mishnah, you heard that there was mahloket bit shemen bit tele, we're mitsta'arin. Who likes mahloket? Ela shebat lahalok alenu et ashavin. Now you want to come and argue when they agreed finally? Not enough that we had a mitzta'ir ourselves with mahalok bet shemem bet the previous mishnayot. Now finally we got everybody to agree. You're going to come down and make a mahalok and say, no, hazaka? Okay, that's what he told them. Anyway, we have to see exactly the logic of the B Akiva. So let's give us the first question. Behazkat me. Where is the hazaka? The B ila amar behazkat yoshe ha'im.
First,
oh, goes on the mother's side. They're behind. Considered muhsan. We have to see why. Okay. One says the mother, and one says it's indeed the son. So we have to see what the logic is. When the bizera went up, always when they go up, it means to Eretz Yisrael, because Bavel was low. Right. When he went up to Eretz Yisrael, he retracted his own opinion and he went back to agree to the opinion of Rabbi Ira that it stays by the mother. He changed his mind. When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he saw it different. So you know what he said? Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Yisrael. When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his opinion. So you know what? Instead of saying it belongs to the kid's family, I'm saying it goes to the mother's side. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Shema Minna, Avira de Eretz Yisrael, Mahkim. May we learn that the heir of Eretz Yisrael makes you smart. I changed my opinion. Only I got to Eretz Yisrael. Must be someone the heir.
What are we doing here?
That's Avira de Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since I went to Eretz Yisrael, I became more
intelligent.
More intelligent. Oh, now, what's the reason for this? It says, Amar Abaye, Ho'il v'uzeka nahala, Be'oto shevet. Oh, what does this mean over here? Because since the Nahala was established in that tribe. She says, Shekol yimei haya isha, the whole time the wife was alive after the husband died, hayu nechasim b'hazkata. Who was holding on to the assets? She was holding on to the assets. Vari b'tiachesh the shevet shetavi. Now, where did the assets go? To her family now, to her side.
Right.
Which means, bottom line, when the husband died, where's the asset standing today?
With the mother.
With the mother. Which means, if she would die alone,
right? Then it would go to the children.
Not never go to the children. But now it's by her, meaning by her father's,
right.
So father's side. So therefore,
she has a stronger right to it.
So when you have a sefik between the two sides, you come along and say, Stamat, keep it by the mother, and therefore the yoshim of the mother, keep it over there. Okay? Now, you have to understand this over here. Rashbam says, read Rashbam, Behaskat yoshim, right by the Gemara. After the husband died, Haya kol Mamona behaskata, v'rei mishevet aviyah. She comes from the shevet of her father. Va'afilu ketubata v'tosefet shegavta meba'ala v'shebao leyada arein behaskat shevet aviyah. Interesting. Everything is considered, even though they didn't get it yet. That's the big hadush.
Right.
They didn't get it yet. She's holding on to it. But we consider already the yorshim of her uncles, let's say, by considering holding on to the asset. Which is hadush. Uncles have nothing to do with it yet. Since she...
Who's the assets?
The She's assets of the in. Wife of the mother... We look at it as if the uncles are holding on to it. Therefore, when they come along and say,
and nothing
to the other kid died first,
What about the assets from the husband?
No, the husband's dead.
Right, so now she's
holding on to the assets now. Right.
She has the assets.
But the Gemara is saying, now she dies and the kid dies. Who's coming on the mother's side? Her uncles.
But what about the assets that came from the father?
Wait, I'm listening. She has them.
She has it.
She has them. The husband died.
It goes to her.
Again, odd palm. She has assets. She has a ketubah.
Oh, fine.
Whatever assets goes to the wife, so she has these assets. So now the Gemara is coming along to say that what happens when she has these assets. So these assets are considered
hers.
Even family, when she's alive, it's considered in her family. Like, how can you consider it in her family? How does that work? Her family, if she dies, it goes to her kids. It doesn't go to
her family.
So continue. She mitzvahs al shevet abia. Okay. Now the other rabbi says b'chaskat Yosheh ben. Okay, we can understand that. Why is Yosheh ben? The meshemet ba'ala haya ben ra'u li Yosheh kodem lechol kerobeha mitzada'ab. Right, why is it b'chaskat Yosheh ben in the Yosheh of the men? We understand. He's first of all, the meshemet ba'ala, when the husband dies, haya ben ra'u, the ben was ra'u li Yosheh kodem lechol kerobeha mitzada'ab. Exactly, the children come before the relatives on the side of the father.
Sure.
Okay, but then the Abisra went to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, he changed his mind, and he comes along and says, "No, it belongs to them." Now, what's the logic? So, therefore, they explain. Yesh Merisho, explain you now how Rishonim explain the logic of the Abisra. Why is it considered on the mother's side? So it says, Yesh Merishonim, Masbirim Shadavar Zukein Hizkat Mara Kama. You have money that belongs to somebody. We don't know whose belongs to. Maybe it still belongs to him, or do they sell it to somebody? That way the property belongs to. You put it where we know it was originally, and the guy that wants to take it out and put it somewhere else has to bring a ra'ya. These assets belong to the shevet of the mother. Ve'enam yecholim navo lidei Yosheh ben, ela im tamut tehila v'yirashen ha'ben. The only way these assets can go to the kid is if she dies first, and then goes to the kid. And you want it, so it's by me now. Which means by me and by my line going up, my descent, my uncles, my relatives. You want to take it out of me, so then you got to bring a ra'ya. That's one way of learning it. Let's see another way of understanding. We have a general rule. You have a sefek and you have a vadai. Of course, you give it to the vadai, you don't give it to the sefek. Why is it vadai? Vadai memishpachta. V'nechshavim yorshim vadaim. ואפילו אם היה הבן בחיים בשעת מיטתה, היה להם שם יורשים, אלא שהבן היה קודם להם בירושה, ופה עמדים הקרוב קרוב קודם, אבל יורשי הבן אינם אלא ספק, שמעולם לא היה יורשה של האם. Right, so then what? It's a closer. The kids are closer, but they're considered vaday yoresh. They're considered vaday yoresh. Okay, that's a different way of learning. It's a different way of learning. Again, so let's get the case just review, because that's the end of this piece over here. What's the case? The father, the mother,
the mother and the son died.
Okay, I'm reading the case in Hashbam. Okay, Yosef benam Yaakov velo ayala od ben miYaakov velo miish acher. Good. So she had no other children.
Children, no other.
So the
husbands.
Only guy that's coming over here is Yaakov has another kid from Leah.
Yeah.
So he's coming along and claiming that he wants the item. So it all depends where it went first. If it went to Yosef, if Yosef died first, so then the mother gets it. Well, the mother gets to the mother, and once the mother, then it goes to them. It goes to them. The other ones want to say what? No, the mother died first. Mother died first, and then it went to the son. And once it goes to the son, then it goes to the brother. That's the machloket over there. And again, when I comes along, it says, no, the mother's considered a muhzeket, and she has it first, and therefore the claim, that's at least, what's his name, Rabbi Akiva. Holds that the mother is considered a muhzik.